And like in all these inyanim, the mahalchim are all emes. They're not steerous one to another. But this, the difference in this mahalach, the previous one, the previous mahalach is giluyim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his being megala different things through these inyanim. And each one is a separate inyan. The next mahalach the Maral wants to say is to show that it's a progression. It's not only the pshat that it's different giluyim about different things in Bria, it's a progression of things from one point to another point. And I want to explain maybe a minute about this because it's important. When we speak of different anhelgas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's one way to speak about in terms of there's A, there's B, there's C, there's D, and that's all correct. And it's like a panorama. It's like you have a circle, and you have different things, different spokes coming out of a circle, if you could sort of picture it. There's another way, and this is a more, it's a mahalach that kind of is more informative, when I show you something as a step-by-step progression. If I show you that something A led to B and B leads to C and C to D and D to E, it's a lot more cohesive. You've got a lot more nekudas one after the other. So this mahalach is a mahalach where he's going to explain that these five inyanim are mahalchim that are progressions. The way in which he expresses it is that the midas are neged Avram, Yitzhak, Yaakov, Moshe and Yoshua. Yod Chazak Zohar Deva, Shumin Malach HaMovis. Deva comes from Malach HaMovis. V'zeh b'schus Avram Midosen. That's Keneged Avram, She Avram Nisnasa Basor and Nizyonis. V'omad Neged HaSotin, Shum Malach HaMovis. Kiris Zepek El Nechnoki. So the first one is the Malach HaMovis, and that is Keneged Avram. I want to explain it a little bit. It's very easy to say disconnect this, disconnect that. Let's take a look. Let's go back a little to what he said before. There is a type, everything in the world comes from a chayma and a tzura. A chayma means the substance of the thing, what it is. The tzura is the concept or the tzura that's inscribed on it. The first midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that there be a world. Before you can shape, form anything, until HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not put a piece of clay down, or something that could potentially be clay, or mayim, or something, it wasn't shayach to think of anything else. So the first midah is always a metzias. L'mashal, if I want to carve wood, in my machshava, I think of the form I want. But nothing starts until there's no wood on the table. If I don't have a piece of wood, I can't carve it out. I can't make the carving and then put the wood into it. I first start with the chafetz, and then I impose a tzura on it. So the chafetz itself is substance. It's the meat of chesed. And when we say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was buried early with Midas HaChesed, that Olam Chesed Yibane means the very fact that there is a world. The fact that something else exists, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants things, that is the first according to Midas HaChesed, that's Keneged Avraham Avinu. The hefek of that is, the Satan's job is to promote non-existence. The Satan's job is, the word L'Satan means to shter. It says that Ezra, they tried to build this Hamikdash, and then the Sharon came, the Satan. If Satan is someone that stands to block that they not be, that's all. And that's why the Satan is the Malach HaMavis. Malach HaMavis is that they not be. That's all. What he wants is simply to negate the world, that the world doesn't exist. So the Midah that Oymet connects Avraham Avinu, because his Midah was that there be, and it's every facet. The Midas HaChesed means that there should be something. I want things to be, to exist. Avraham Avinu's Midah was that there be a Yid, that there be a Muna. Everything that he did was, Avraham Avinu's Midah was to make a Yesh Ma'ayim. So since that was his Etzem Midah, so Avraham Avinu's Midah was to put things into being, and the Mela, everything, it had to get a Metzias, so the Nesiyonis are blockages that they're not be. That's the Nesiyonis. The Nesiyonis are, so the Malach HaMavis is the Satan because both of them, the mitzvahs is that they're not being mitzvahs. One, v'zroya neturis v'acherev, zuzchus Yitzchak. Umimidosei shenota tzavor elias nishchat v'acherev, v'zchusei heiva HaKadosh Baruch Hu al Mitzrayim acherev. Now, the midah of Yitzchak is the midah of din. Din is what gives everything a tzura. When I meet as a din, I say, listen, you can do whatever you want. I say it's unstructured. It's whatever you want. When, what time did you eat? Whatever you want. So the din, the midah of din is a midah that imposes a tzura on other things. No. Breakfast is from 8 to 9. Lunch is from 12 to 1, and v'chulu. The mitzvah of din is, it puts a tzura on things, it carves out a tzura on it, and the mela, that's keneged Yitzchak's midah. The midah of Yitzchak was tachat Yitzchak of it. He put a tzura on things. In a certain sense, where Avram has a tremendous amount of parashas of his pashtus, Yitzchak has a very mitzumtzumdik type of parasha, very restricted, and that is that midah of din. The keneged that is cherev. The difference between misa and cherev is misa is the process where things just stop to exist. A person gets older. A person who's nifta, so to speak, from natural cause, basically his substance ran out. There is no more person. Whereas cherev cuts the person to two. Like we said before, it destroys the tzura of the person. The person needs to have his face, his head, and his body in one place. In two different places, doesn't help him very much. It's gotta be, they have to be in close proximity to function well. So what the cherev does is, it kills a person, but it kills it by destroying the tzura. The tzura of the Adam is that there be a head, that it be shalom. And the cherev destroys the tzura rather than simply. So the midah of din is kind of the cherev. It says Esav Arasha was someone that was the bad part of midas adin. Hinei nechal achlamus. He had a cherev al charev chotichya. His metzius was the hefek of Yitzchak, and that's what it says. Midosa shenotet tzavor liyis nishchat min acherev. That since he allowed himself to mishav minacherev, that is the midah of the second midah of din. The third midah, umayir gadol zugilu shchina, v'schus Yaakov midosay, she'etzay nema kisham nigla elo v'lekim v'borchay mipnei echov. Yaakov's midah is a midah that hashav zugilu shchina. And let's try to understand that a little bit. The Metzias of Ravut Nazamaima in Yoni Sukkah, where he speaks about the Midah of Yaakov Avinu. And he says a very, very, he makes a point about what Yaakov's Midah is. And let's try to explain it a second. Let's say I like music a lot. And you also like music a lot. So, it means we found ourselves talking to each other a lot, and we talk about music a lot, and we go to concerts together, and so on and so forth. So my midah is music, your midah is music, and two things that have the same midahs and the same area of interest happen to find each other compatible. Let's say I'm into sports, and you're into sports, same thing. We play ball together, we go to games together, And so on. That is a second midah of where people have midas in common, and they may love find themselves compatible. There's a third midah. Let's say a person, it says isha kshera oisa ritzayin baila. I meet somebody I like, and I really want to be close with him, and the mela I say, you know, whatever that person's interests are, I will develop an interest because I want to be close with him. I want to relate to him. I have a child, and I want to be close to my child. So I'm going to try to find areas that I can be similar to him so that I can relate to him. So there, if I can, it's the essence of the meter of relating. when I have a midah, I have a midah of music, and you have music. So the etzem of the midah is music, and the compatibility is the relationship. Where the midah is to be close to you, to relate to you, fakir. The outside things become a ketimtzis, and the side things, the other things become side things. So, lamashal, a man and a woman who want to get married, who are married, and want to have a family together. So, each one says, you know, I want to find what is it that the other person likes, enjoys, feels good about, and that's where I'll build a relationship, or with a child, and so on. So in a certain sense, the pneumius of midas in that way is this midah. And let me just use the word he uses, because he uses a very, very sharp way he expresses it. It says, Mahu, there's midas of Keshwar Valachti Bidrocho. Mahu Rachom, Afata Rachom, Mahu Chan, Afata Yechanan. There are two ways to approach that mahala. One approach is, what's good to be? Well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said Rachum is good to be. I'll be a Rachum. Rachum is a good thing. What else is HaKadosh Baruch Hu? I want to know, what should a good person do? I want to be a good person. So I say, well, let's take a look. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the best it could be. Let's take a look at the checklist of his midas. And that would be a great, great thing to follow. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Rachum, I'll be a Rachum. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chan, I'll be a Chan, and so on. There's another mahalach that I want to be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mahu af ata, ze keli van veu. I want the kesher to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The meila I find in the kudus in Wet Bishayachim. The midah of Yaakov is the hishtaychus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a midah. Everything else falls into place as a side point, as a branch of the mahu af ata. So the other midas, I'm papers the branch, and the trunk falls in b'meila. If I'm holding onto the branch, then I'm connected to the trunk b'meila. And that's the midas of everybody besides Yaakov. The rachums of the world grab onto rachum, and b'meila the mechubat ha-kashvot through rachum. The chanuns of the world grab onto chanun, and b'meila the shat ha-kashvot through chanun. And Yaakovino grabs onto the mahu afata, and b'meila all the midas come along with it. So it's an almost opposite mahalach in this prat. And Yaakov's mahalach is a mahalach that's koyel all the midas automatically, because his midas mahu afata. That is that atmos of his midas. So he says, she'etze nema kishom nigla eilo v'alekim v'vorach v'nei echo. That gilu yishchina means, l'moshal, by Avraham Avinu it says that, how did it come HaKadosh Baruch Hu? He said, it's a moshal to somebody who's walking by a lit up palace, and he says, hey, where's what it's like? Come, where's the balabayas? Hits its all of balabira. And he said, Aniu balabira. So it means that Kadosh Baruch Hu was, Avraham Avinu was looking for the bira. He was looking for the house. And the house led him to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu opened up and said, Yaakov was looking for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the mele he found, the gilich, Shem Nigel of Elikim, Bevav Me'achiv, means he had, Gilu Elikim was the atzmius of what he had. This especially goes well with what the Maral said before, that Moira is different. When I explained before the difference between Deva and Cherev and Moira, he said Cherev is the atzmius stronger. That's the metzius of it. Moira is the interaction. If the person is not frightening, I'm not scared. If I'm not weak-hearted, I don't get scared. It's when the person looks terribly frightening, and I'm impressed by that. I'm taken by that. Then I'm scared. Then I'm scared from it. And the meila, that's how you get meira. So meira is the interaction of the one who is the one who's doing it and the one who's getting it. That means Yaakov's midah is shayach to the interaction of it. Yaakov's one who said manira amakom hazeh einzeh kim beis elokim. It's the pshat that is itself what he had. I want to take another chazal that just push it, you see what chazal, the emek of chazal, the stories, the mesholim, the nekudas, when you learn up a parasha right. It says that he saw a sulam, mutzav arza, and reishem agiyah shemayimah. Umachim Olam V'Yodim Bo. It says, Rashi says a marshal that this was like the midpoint. In other words, the ladder's feet, the ladder's bottom went was in Be'er Sheva, the ladder's top was in Beisel, and the midpoint was over where he was. That means that the nekuda of midpoint, like we said, the trunk of the tree was where Yaakov was. And that's why the had malachim. Malachim, Yaakov Avinu deheard the sulam where the malachim were going up and down. He deheard the chibur of Shemayim and Oret. In the Mela, there's all sorts of traffic. There's the Mahuaf Atta. But he deheard the spine of the Mahuaf Atta, not the. So that's called Gilu Shechina. And the Mela, that's the Gilu. That's why Meira is Gilu Shechina, and that's the Gilu Shechina. Now, I'll jump us a minute to what he says at the end. He says at the end that because of the Avos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them Eretz Yisrael, through Moshe, he took them out of Mitzrayim, and through Yeshua, he brought them to Eretz Canaan. Which means the progression was, you needed the three Avos for the Etzem roots that Canaan is Shayach to Klal Yisrael. Moshe was the one that made the transition, and Yeshua was the one that embedded them in Eretz Canaan. So the Avos were always Al Shema Asi. In other words, the Avos laid the groundwork for something that would be. So these three Mahalchim, these first three Midas that we speak about, are Midas of where you create the groundwork why you deserve Eretz Yisrael. That was the first three midas. Then there's a fourth midah of the transition itself. The transition itself is the most difficult part, in a sense, because you have to break from one in you to another in you. And b'meila, Moshe Rabbeinu, the matah, a matah is used as a transition. You break what was there, and you cross over. Makah v'arte sayadim. A makah was something that bridges some two things. It's a chibur to two things. It's shaped like the letter Vav. The matah b'yad Moshe was that which transitioned from where they were to where they would be. That whole mahalach of taking something out and out of where it is, that's a maisa, that's a pu'ula. In other words, it's a pu'ula, we have to break something. The Avos had to build something. Moshe had to break Mitzrayim. So b'meil the matah b'yodei is the pool of Moshe Rabbeinu. U'b'moivsim zu adam, v'schus Yeshua talmidoi, she'nosem HaKadosh Baruch Hu lishpech dam ha'umayitz v'shos la'amolek miyad v'chom ha'cheknan, v'gam Yisrael b'dam milo, sh'oma mitzrim dam ha'neroyim alech v'midba, v'yadam milo she'yeshua. In other words, coming into Eretz Yisrael is the kviyas of tvi'eimoy v'sita'eimoy. There's a tvi'eimoy, that's kilu the transition. V'sita'eimoy is the mahalach of being mashashit. Yeshua's pula was 100% perfect. It says had Moshe Rabbeinu done it, it would have been forever. Coming into Eretz Yisrael, the etzem should have been the final stop on Klal Yisrael's journey. It wasn't done so it didn't. But the thing that we did get was we got the permanence of Eretz Yisrael, but not l'shaiter. The bris of Eretz Yisrael, the bracha that we make on Mila, we have a bracha that is a Muslim. So it's kind of very strange. I mean, we're learning Ketz Vavarchim, Shleish She'ochlu. If you take a look, the parish, the benching. So the first bracha is on the etzem mezonos that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave a person. That's understandable. And the first bracha is on Kadosh Baruch Hu's zon the world. In fact, that's good. No, that makes a lot of sense. The second bracha is Eretz Yisrael and Bris. And then again tied into Mizainis. Lemaisa, both of them are an Indian of Bris. Coming into Eretz Yisrael should have been a permanent Mahalo. And it was not L'shaiter, but it would be eventually. And B'meila, that it Shaykh to Bris, because both of them have Shaykh, the Achashvos Kareis, a Bris on it, and so on. Every Kareis Bris is with Dam. Something, and the reason is because, like I explained when we looked in the Tzavon, when we looked at Rabban, a bris is something which anything that's not mitzad, the atzmius of something, is not permanent. If something does not penetrate, doesn't reach a person's deepest nekudas, it's not permanent. The deepest nekud of somebody physically is his blood. We speak about dama tamtzis, means the blood that's ki'ilu the atzmis of the behemoth. The dam is the nefesh. Even by a behemoth, dam is ki'ilu the essence of the behemoth, and that's why we can't eat it. A dam in Adam is the atzmis of Adam, and anything that doesn't come with dam is out its surface. If you cut somebody and no blood comes out, then you've only nicked the surface. As soon as you've gotten a little deeper, there's bleeding, and the deeper you go, the deeper the bleeding is. If I'm looking to be kaveh something mitzad the atzmius of the person, there has to be dam over there. And that's why the dam and the behemah is ki'ilu that carbon, that's the nefesh, the dam is the nefesh, you can't eat it, it's kulal Hashem, that's mi'ukhafit, because we can have the basar of the behemah, we can't have the atzmius of the behemah, that's not shaykh to us. In the inyanim of Kareis Bris, there has to be dam. A person, even a person who doesn't have an oil anymore, but the bris is made with hatofas dam bris. It's made with I think we've said it over maybe the last year, but it's just such a good word, such an emissive word. Just can't not say it over. I heard this from the Slonim Rebbe's Van Avrachim, from Epshalom Noyach. He said over once that they came in. Slonim was a Lutvish Chassidus, and Avoida was a very big Indian, and real Avoida. In other words, things that come on difficulties. That's what it's all about. He said they came in the first day Pesach. He said they came in to visit the Rebbe, the Beis Avram. He was the Avram. He was the two Slonim Rebbe's ago, and he told them. He said, "Kindalach, did you say Haggadah last night?" And he said, yes. So he said, Vatirbi, Vatigdili, you became big, you became overgrown, Vatavoy Vadi Adoyim, Shadayim Nechoinu, and you've developed, you're holding by nursing others. Shadayim Nechoinu means they became developed enough to nurse others. Yeah? He says, Vaat Eirim Ve'eryim, and you're naked. And he let it hang in the air, and he said they stood there frightened. There was a long, long pause, and then he gave a kerch, and he says, but there's an eitzah. That was the visit to the Rebbe. I'll just explain, I mean, just crush it. In other words, what he was telling them was a person becoming big, overgrown, so to speak, but it's not really embedded in his neshama. It's not something that costs him blood or sweat is fake. It's overblown. It's not the etzim person. It's fat on him. It's not real. So he told them that you know, even though you seem to be big and overgrown and you're holding ready by being mashpi on others, but you're naked. Fat ayin varia. And then he said, the only things that are real are those things that a person spills blood on them. Things that come to his nefesh are emes in a person's nefesh. So the final stage of Yeshua had to be with dam, both dam and umas, and that meant that the etzim got rid of the umas, and also gam Yisrael with dam mila. Shomer mitzim dam on erech b'midbar. Vehuah yad dam mila shel Yeshua. So he says the Rav. By the Avraham mitzim Yaakov nosem aretz. He gave Eretz Yisrael through Avraham mitzim Yaakov. By the Moshe tziyem Eretz Mitzrayim. Moshe was the one that broke the cleave of Eretz Mitzrayim, took him out of Eretz Mitzrayim, while then Yeshua Avim Eretz Knan, and Yeshua is going to go into Eretz Knan. Because Tavin Timtzah Kinyan Mezuchah B'Zeh Adrush Shashem Yisparach, Behemidus Eila, Shazachainu, Hayapel Bonaraisa. Kibela Amidus Problem, Nairas Vashmai, Oven Moidavazin. Okay, we'll hold it here, but Daniel asked for a favor, Mr. Kadeshim, raised, so we'll say a kind of Akashia and then it goes to Kadeshim.
You have been listening to aishaudio.com. For information about our online services, visit our website. To contact one of our representatives, write to aishaudio@aish.com. Shalom from Jerusalem.